The following content is not suitable for children.
Who's ready for the perfect formula to tap into a woman's best sexual self?
Ooh, I'm ready for it. What you got?
Good. You're gonna lead this one, baby. Here it is. We're going to get an inside look into Lori and her girlfriends as they kind of brainstorm around what's the perfect formula to really unlocking female desire. Get your pens out. Get ready to write, everyone. Here we go.
Welcome to Foreplay Sex Therapy. I'm Dr. Lori Watson, your sex therapist.
And I'm George Fowler, your couples therapist.
We are here to talk about sex.
Our mission is to help couples talk about sex in ways that incorporate their body, their mind, and their hearts.
And we have a little bit of fun doing it, right, G?
Listen, and let's change some relationships.
Okay. So we are going to distill that. We're going to bottle this and sell this and make a fortune for a foreplay.
Ooh, I like that. All our patrons, thank you. You know, if
thank
you want to
patrons
write these down, we get some new patrons hopefully from this to kind of help the mission, right?
Right. And patrons are people who just support us financially because they believe in what we're doing. And we are so appreciative of all of you who have done this, some of you for years now. We're very appreciative of it.
And there's a lot that this takes. Right? People, I think everyone's trying to do a podcast and maybe they do one or two of them. And, you know, but to keep this thing going for years and years, how many episodes have you done, Lori?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. 300 and something. We're on year six. George, this is our anniversary.
No way.
Like today, I think, is our anniversary.
Oh, I'm in trouble. I forgot the anniversary. I'm getting a travel response.
You didn't send me a card or anything, buddy. I'm so disappointed.
I'm sorry. I dropped the ball.
No,
I'm in trouble.
That's
how many years have we been doing this?
Four years we've been together.
I was going to say three. I would have gotten more trouble here. Thank God you answered before I said anything. Time flies when you're having fun, Lori.
I remember our first recording time together. We were in New York. And I remember I was so nervous because you said, okay, I've changed what we're going to talk about. I'm like, you have done what? Because I had like read it and thought about it and noodled on it. And then suddenly, and I'm like, oh man, this is a whole new game.
Well, it was a good day.
Do you remember that? I kept walking out. I was like, oh, I'm too nervous.
I remember saying to myself, wow, this is going to be very interesting. Hopefully when she goes back out, she comes back, and you did. You'd come back calmer, then go back out and come back in, right? But we were trying to get into our rhythm. 4 years later, we still try to get into our rhythm lots of days.
Sometimes,
right?
We do.
It's fun to have different styles and different perspectives and trying to figure out how to gel those together, right?
I feel like we're starting to gel.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe by
10 years, we'll be in a sweet spot. What's the magic number, Lori?
So. I don't know. 10 years sounds good. So for me to reach secure attachment, George, I'm almost there with you. It's like once I reach that point, though, I just want you to know, once I reach that point, it's all good. Like once I feel secure with somebody, then we can have fights, we can have disagreements, and I don't get dysregulated. It's all good. Can't you hardly wait for that?
Well, good thing we're in a committed relationship, right? So, well, come on, let's get back on mission. We have this secret formula, and we're somehow talking about us and anniversaries because I'm still wanting this secret formula. You got three magic ingredients that are going to make this happen. So here we go. We got three key ingredients. Drum roll, please. Get your pens ready. Let's just rattle them off, and then we're going to get into them into more detail. Here we go.
Okay, the perfect formula for women is 1, emotional connection pre-sex, 2, relaxed time ahead, and 3, to be wooed and wowed.
All right. So it sounds like all right. It makes sense. So we got some emotional bonding, a little relaxed time, and there's wooing, wowing. All right. Let's get into details. I think I know a lot about number one. All right. talk a lot about the importance of this emotional connection. So say more about that, Laurie, just the interest. So,
I think you do know about number one. But what I would ask is, when you are thinking about sex with your wife, do you think about how to build into that emotional connection first? Especially if she's the one who kind of needs that before she feels ready sexually.
Yeah, I think a lot of men could do a better job of this. They might show interest in talking about a topic they're not really interested in, right? But as a way of, you know, let's talk about your day, the fight you have with your friends. I really don't give a crap, but I know that's important to you. So, but it's probably not the high levels of engagement you're talking about.
It is not high levels of engagement if you don't give a crap about
it. I hate when my wife starts to talk about, you know, her mother and the kids. I'm like, oh, that's not the direction my brain wants to go. But I'm doing that as an attempt, right? As an attempt to connect, to feel like you're on the same page, you're pushing in the same direction. I think that's important, but maybe you got a more specific way of doing that.
No, I don't. I think that what you're doing, even if it's not the direction that is seemingly leading to sex and romance, it's like gives her an opportunity to exhale, to get rid of all the static inside. I mean, I think that's super important.
Yeah, but I think we can do a better job of choosing topics that are more engaging. It's not just conversation. A lot of men think, you just got to have some conversation to prime the pumps. But if you're not super interested in what you're talking about, I think that comes across at some level, right?
Yeah.
You're better off trying, and I like you said, romance. Like, what is something that you do are interested in about during the day, or you did miss your partner, or something happened and you want to share that with them? I think it's like on a first date, we weren't going through the laundry list of things. You know, you found areas like, oh, you like comedians. What comedians do you like? And I just think there was that interest that I think could a lot of times fall to the wayside.
Mm-hmm. So basically an exploration of the person a little bit. Maybe not the mundane, the low road.
Yeah, and seeing the opportunity for sharing struggles, right? That vulnerabilities, you know, that, again, a lot of times as a guy, I'm like, do we really need to talk about this now? We're laid in bed hoping to have sex, and we're going to start talking about insecurities and not looking so great. I mean, it's just a lot of things I think women look for in the emotional conversation that are, the timing doesn't seem to make that much sense for guys.
I just think, though, that emotional connection is, it's responsiveness with whatever you're talking about. I don't think it's topic driven for me. It's just somebody who's listening carefully to me and saying it back and feels really good. I have a group of women friends who are all EFT therapists, and we talk incessantly, I will say. But one of the things that's beautiful about it is all of them are really responsive. You know, you say one thing and you get back four or five responses like, wow, that was really tough, or I'm so interested in hearing that. Could you say a little bit more? And there's this, you know, cacophony of like responsiveness. It's really cool.
Yeah, I'm chuckling because God has a funny sense of humor. I can imagine the five of you in a room trying to make a decision, though. It'll take like 6 hours to make a decision. There's something about the focus that's important sometimes, but sometimes it misses all these opportunities that you're talking about. It doesn't show interest. You focus on the goal. It's like, all right, well, we need to make a decision. So here's the ABC, boom, make a decision. But you didn't enjoy the process of making a decision, which is really what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I think emotional connection is somebody who's interested in you. I had a boyfriend once who said, whatever you want to talk about, whatever is anything that you want to say about yourself or about things you've observed in me, I'd like to hear it. And I was like, ooh, that's kind of sexy.
Yeah, no, it's and men need the same thing. I mean, to know that you're interested, that you're curious, it's how we're known. It's how we're seen. And that's all that emotional connection is, right? It's attachment needs. It's It's knowing we're wanted, we're desired, that it all comes from listening to these emotional signals.
It does. It does. And I think many women just feel emotionally connected when there's attention and focus. You know, like put the damn phone down. Don't bring the phone out to dinner. You and Kathy are really good about that. You do not look at your phones. I've been with you guys. You don't look at your phones. It's so nice.
Yeah. Well,
you look at your computer.
The damn computer at night. I'm trying to get in front of those emails, but I think that's engagement going elsewhere. Sometimes it's easy if your partner just falls asleep, but if you see them giving their life force to something else and not you, it just makes you feel more lonely. So that's put away the phones. I think we got the emotional one covered.
Okay.
I think number two, let's know more about that. Us confused men out there that see these overstressed out partners who actually want relaxed time, free of distractions. We've been saying that the whole time. So what's getting in the way of that one?
I do think that a woman needs to know that there's time for her body to get aroused. And if it's going to be a quickie and it's already too late and we're too tired, maybe desire isn't there so much.
You know, I think if you told the male partner, we want to take more time, instead of 9 o'clock, let's start at 8 o'clock. 7:45, they'd be laid in bed. There's no problem trying to make more time. I think actually a lot of women struggle with this, right? It's like they say they want more relaxed time and they don't want this list. And yet they have a life built around. And again, they're overwhelmed. They have too much responsibility. They got too many balls in the air. They're trying to do a good job. They're sacrificing their own needs. But I mean, again, how do we help women take responsibility? Like, you need this relaxed time. It's critical. And yet you don't really build that into your life.
I hear that. I do think that masculine energy is also protective energy. You know, we think about that as protecting from the outside energy. Do that again, G. Let's see those guns. But how about saying, you know, Wednesday night is ours. I want us to put everything down from 7 until we go to bed. Let's not look at the phone. Let's not look at our computer. I won't look at emails. We'll sit by the fire. We'll talk. We'll go for a walk. You know, we'll go in the jacuzzi, whatever it is. It's just you and me. Like, you know, I think a lot of women would really take men up on that. Barring the children are already in bed or you have a nanny or you don't have kids or it's past kids.
I think I like the idea of harnessing that protective energy and trying to brainstorm and be proactive and say, hey, listen, let's just make this happen. But again, a lot of men that I'm working with, you know, in relationship, try the date night, try to, you know, these different things to prioritize. And it's oftentimes the female partner who needs the relaxing time, but actually doesn't make the time for that to happen. So again, I'm hoping a lot of women out there listening are getting curious, like if this, and we know relaxation is important for both, all sexes. Great lovers are relaxed. And if you're rushed, especially as a woman's body, you talk about the 20-minute rule. I mean, you're not set up for success. So, I mean, they should be the champions of this, you know, taking the time intentionally. And yet I don't often see that with the majority of couples that I work with. So again, that's the part my brain's trying to figure out, like, how do I help women say, like, this is so important that, like, you know, working out or eating right or sleeping, like, given the time you need for your body to respond is critical.
It is. It really is. Just, I can imagine, though, Wednesday night, 7 to midnight.
I hope my wife's listening to this. Lori's saying it, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Here we go.
It's already Thursday, George. You're too late, buddy. Okay, Thursday night, 7
Thursday
to midnight.
Night. Thank you.
I hope she's listening too. I hope my husband's listening too.
Euphoria, as in euphoria. Ooh, this is the best orgasm or sex that you will ever have when you use their all-natural sex oil and awaken. Basically, Awaken just turns you on. It's like an oil that has a warming sensation. It's made from organic botanicals and it enhances arousal. So it adds to your sensitivity and your pleasure, and it gives you a better orgasm because you're so turned on. You have my permission to try this. I fully endorse you to go ahead, treat yourself to more, deeper, fuller pleasure whenever you can find it possible to do so. And you can start with a bottle of Foria. Foria is offering a special deal to our listeners. Get 20% off your first order by visiting foriawellness.com/foreplay or just use the code foreplay at checkout. That's foriawellness.com/foreplay for 20% off your first order. I recommend you trying their Awaken Arousal Oil and their Sex Oil. You will thank me later. Right now, we'd like to thank our sponsor of this episode, LifeMD. LifeMD is working to help Americans lose weight, and we know that it's challenging. We know that self-image is challenging, and LifeMD takes the hassle, the expense, and the guesswork out of reaching your weight loss goals. LifeMD Weight Management Program gives qualifying patients access to GLP-1 medications like Wegovy. These groundbreaking drugs improve metabolic function, regulate digestion, and suppress appetite, and it kind of stops the food chatter in your brain. So many people on it, many patients lose 15% of their body weight. Rest assured, with LifeMD, losing weight doesn't need to break the bank. They'll help you maximize your insurance coverage to make sure medications are as affordable as possible. And if you're not satisfied for any reason, you can cancel anytime. LifeMD's comprehensive weight management program has everything you need to succeed. It'll begin with a virtual assessment that includes blood work, a health assessment, and a video call with a licensed clinician. They even offer mobile lab collection services for people to get their blood work done at home. And then your clinician can create weight loss plans and, if appropriate, prescribe a medication that can help you reach your goals. And that's not all. With LifeMD's online patient portal and user-friendly app, it's easy to communicate with your care team when you need guidance and you need support. Listen, with the right resources and support, losing weight doesn't have to feel like an uphill battle. Embrace the journey toward a healthier, happier you and achieve lasting, sustainable weight loss with LifeMD by your side. Visit LifeMD.com/foreplay and get started so that you can enjoy a brighter tomorrow. That's LifeMD.com/foreplay. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1 if you or your family has a history of thyroid cancer. Addy. Ladies, did you know that one of the most common complaints from women about their sexual health is a frustrating low libido? Our sex drives can decline, but it's also treatable. Addy, or flibanserin, is FDA approved and has been clinically proven to increase sexual desire in certain premenopausal women who are bothered by a low libido. So if you feel like you've lost your desire and you want to get it back, stop falling for the snake oils and ask your doctor about Addy today. Go to Addy.com. That's Addy.
Addy is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past, who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine or other drug use. Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescriptions, over-the-counter or herbal medications, or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Do not take if you are allergic to any of the ingredients in Addy. Allergic reactions may include hives, itching, or trouble breathing. Sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI and medication guide, including box warning, at Addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Go to Addy.com and use the code FOREPLAY for a $10 telemedicine appointment to find out if Addy is right for you.
So we get the importance of relaxed time, and not only relaxed time, but stopping the negative worrying to-do list time. I mean, you got to fill up the time with the right space. You know, that's where you always talk about taking the bath and, you know, putting some music on and just using that time to get the body before it even engages in that zone, right? Which is so important.
I agree. And especially, I think, if you have children and once they're in bed, like, you need to lock the door, take the bath, turn the music on, and light the candles. You know, just like you have to teach your children early the respect of a shut door.
I think that would be awesome. You know, I think most men would say, listen, if you need to take a 20-minute bath and read your book and relax your body, you know, to engage when you're done, go for it. I'll let the kids, I'll get them ready to do whatever else. I mean, taking that time is a sign of health. Sacrificing that time, which just throws you in bed exhausted, that's not really doing anyone any service there.
Favors. Right, exactly.
So be selfish, ladies. Take the damn time you need.
I like that. But I was actually thinking of in the bath with my husband.
Oh, all right. Must have a big bathtub.
We do. We have a big bathtub.
All right. Well, let's do number three. This is the one I want to know.
Okay, wooing. Wow. I really do think, and we talked about this recently, about male energy. This is how men share testosterone. They can kind of flirt and also, I think, compliment. Complimenting is so powerful, and I don't know why men don't do more of that.
I tried your compliment from that song we talked about, like, you're more than enough.
Oh, you
for
did?
Me. Yeah, it's nice. It's, you know,
did
I think
it, go lot, over?
It went well, you know, and using a name too. I said, hey, Kathy, you know, you're more, there's something about that. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm picking up some pointers on this podcast. Beautiful.
Very nice. Very nice. I'm glad to hear that. I've seen her dance for you and preen for you. I think she feels it from you.
Well, it's you're trying to help us understand this need more explicitly, right? To be wooed and wowed. There's an energy that needs to entice and to flirt and to kind of pull out and to, you know, show interest. I mean, it's similar to the emotional cycle, but there's just more of this expression of desire, you know, that I want you. I mean, this, you're special, you're unique, you're like that chasing energy that it's, I think you're trying to tap into here.
Yeah, you're mine. You belong to me. That's so hot. I do think if men would set that protective space and be intentional, and I'm sure it's hard if you've been rejected and shut down a lot to woo somebody and to try again. And what do we mean by wowed?
That's doing a...
George is looking at me. I don't know. What do you mean by wow?
That's doing a striptease act or something? What are we
talking
about?
That's kind of what I was thinking. All exactly. Right.
See, we're in sync.
just unzip it.
No, I think so many men struggle with this. Like they've lost their swagger because of the rejection over time. And when they reach out and they initiate, they do it hesitantly, cautiously, you know, because they're preparing for the rejection. But that tentative hand that's trying to stroke the shoulder is not the same thing as that wow that you're talking about, that's, you know, maybe grabbing your wife's ankles and pulling her down towards you and saying, hey, I have to have you. I mean, there's just something about that energy that's, and the timing has to be right. I mean, you have to be in a place, your partner where they want it. So many things could get in the way, but how do you tap back into that energy that's saying, you know, there's I got some oomph here.
It's taking a risk.
Yeah.
It's a big risk.
That's a good word.
You know, they got to take a risk to show in a big way that he wants her.
Oh, I like that word. It's not often equated with the confident swagger. But that's what it is. I mean, you have to take a risk to show that. And I don't think a lot of people think it's risky because, you know, it always works when we see it in the movies, right? It's like, you know, go up to a stranger, you just pull her, turn around, give her a kiss, and she loves it. It's like, it works, right? But they need to show more in a movie where it doesn't work and you get rejected and you get rejected. But, you know, to see the value in tapping into yourself, to get that part of you that does feel that way. That's why it's not a game you're playing. It's like most men are attracted to that partner that way and do have that passion. It's just they've lost the confidence to risk showing that passion. And that's what you're saying. Tap back into that. Like, take the risk.
And it, you know, my husband did something kind of silly the other day, like when we were getting into bed together. But I really knew he was showing me something inside, like playful and funny and a little bit goofy. And I just went with it. It was cool. It's like, yeah, anything you show me that's new, that's about you and about us and about sex, I'm there. You know, so yeah, sometimes all out passion would be awesome, but I just think that exposing your kind of inner erotic self, goofy, playful, passionate, aggressive, submissive, anything, you know?
Yeah, it's a risk. It's a risk to initiate it. And maybe the partner on the responding end could see that risk, even if it's not super perfect timing or, you know, to just recognize it's not easy to do. And give your partner some success in whatever way you can to just engage in that process. You know, I think a lot of times it's safer for couples to even have these conversations. They don't have to act on them, right? To just be able to talk about, you know, what turns me on. There's too much focus on what turns me off. There's not enough focus on what turns me on. And I think that's what the wow is, right? The wow is the turn-ons.
Yeah. And I think you're right. The woman has got to go with it. You know, it might not be exactly what she's looking for this time, but you got to support the risk.
Well, we'll do a show on men. Like when you say that, you're right. That's a good turn on for men, right? Say, hey, you had me at hello. These are good ones to kind of get the male energy flowing, but we're staying on target, right? Just this wow, this wooing, this kind of tapping into that part of you that wants it and sends a clear signal. Instead of camouflaging that signal in protection because you don't want to get hurt, how do you get back to your truth? I mean, what we're trying to get, you know, the men listening here, like, be more real. This is being more real. This part of you that wants this, and we're just trying to say, how do you express that, you know, in clearer ways?
Yeah. So I think emotional connection, relaxed time, wooing and wowing with energy, sexual energy. What I hear from women, from my girlfriends, from my female clients, this is it. This is the formula.
All right. We got to have the formula for men after this, but it's probably going to be, it'll probably be simple. It'll probably just be one thing on it, but we'll see.
There are minds dying to know.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Keep it hot.
Woo!
I would love to invite you. This is women only. But we are having a retreat in Asheville on November 10th through the 12th, and it's going to be a slumber party. And so we're going to like all stay together in the same cabin. It's a beautiful space, and we're going to have meals brought in and made, and we know who the chef is, and so it's going to be wonderful. Maybe drink a little bit of wine if you'd like to. And we have kind of some talks and time to work together on your sexuality. So the whole goal of this women's sexuality retreat, the slumber party, is to basically enhance and develop yourself, your erotic self inside. So we're going to be talking about anatomy and physiology and sexual attachment. We're going to talk through blocks, you know, what stops us? What are the brakes against our sexual expression? And then what are our gas pedals? What are our turn-ons? How do we open up more sexually, like with enhanced sexual pleasure? And we're going to talk about orgasms and role play and using toys and fantasies and some stuff. And each night we're going to have a pajama party where we just relax and sit around and talk on the deck and hang out together. And then on Sunday morning, we're going to set our focus and have concrete steps toward sexual engagement with our partners.
Sounds pretty awesome, Lori. And all the men, don't worry about it. Maybe we'll have like a Spartan camp out somewhere. Have a couple beers and, you know, we'll do our own version of that someday.
That would be great. So love to invite you. I will post it on foreplaysextherapy.com under resources, and there will be the retreat, the scheduled events, and you can link and figure out if you can make it with us on November 10th through the 12th in Asheville. Okay, so tell us about your cutting edge training that you're doing on success and vulnerability.
Lori, we just keep pushing it, coming up with a new module on the playbook of a pursuer, playbook of a withdrawer, really practical moment by moment moves of what a therapist can use. You know, we're so focused on
what's happening in session. Enough of this talk about theories and these global things. I think most therapists are looking for, what do I do in this moment? Give me a tool, George. So that's what we're trying to do.
That's awesome. I am so glad you guys are doing this work. I think it helps us be organized to see you do it. You do demos, you do explanations, teaching. It really is interactive. And I think that so many trainings that we sit through don't give us an opportunity for that. So what you're doing is really important.
No, we try to emphasize the teach it, show it, do it model of learning. Right, you need to have some ideas, so we try to teach those. And then we try to show what it looks like implementing those ideas. But most importantly, you now got to practice it. That's how they become yours. And that's what we want our listeners and watchers to do, is become their own moves.
Find George and his teaching at successandvulnerability.com.
Call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4PLAY. That's 833-MY-4PLAY. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes. All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor. This podcast is copyrighted by 4Play Media.
Rana Glickman here.
Brian Sapi here.
The co-hosts of Ask Rana with Rana and Brian.
There's only two of us, but I get third billing.
Our Fabulous Advice podcast comes out every Tuesday. We answer all kinds of pressing questions like,
what do you do when your boyfriend's mother is poisoning you? Or when you get an Airbnb host who dies? We have fabulous guests like Conan O'Brien,
Lamorne Morris,
Nick Kroll,
Hannah Einbinder.
Listen to Ask Rana on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.